As the rivalry between Martina Navratilova and Chris Evert was losing steam post the mid-80s, the world was awaiting the next big name in women's tennis. There was no one as such on the horizon, and with Hanna Mandlikova not posing any serious challenge to the two champions, there was a worry. However, all this speculation and wait was laid to rest as an 18-year-old beat the great Navratilova to win the French Open in 1987, her first Grand Slam victory. Stephanie Maria Graf alias Steffi Graf had arrived and she was here to stay. What followed was sheer domination in women's tennis. All surfaces belonged to her. Be it the punishing clay courts of Roland Garros, or the hard courts at Flushing Meadows in New York or Melbourne, or the grass of Wimbledon, every surface was her own as Steffi Graf stamped her authority on the sport. One of the finest athletes to have played the game, Steffi backed power with finesse. Her court coverage was spectacular, had a great eye, picked the ball early and dismantled her opponents match after match. However, one aspect of her game was truly lethal. Her fearsome forehand. The ferocity of her forehand was unseen and left the competition bereft of answers, thus getting the nickname Fräulein Forehand from an enthusiastic sports journalist, the late Bud Collins. Steffi literally ruled women's tennis and was world number one for a record, still to be broken, 377 weeks. She won 22 Grand Slam singles titles, only behind Serena Williams -23 and Margaret Court 24. But the year 1988 was indeed a special one, which came to be known as the year of the Golden Slam, where Steffi, along with winning all four Grand Slams, also won the gold medal at the 1988 Seoul Olympics, all in one calendar year. A feat unmatched so far. She was always praised for her hard work and determination and her penchant for success. As much as she was expressive on the court, she was hardly known off it and kept the balance gracefully. I have always been a huge fan of Steffi Graf, and till date she remains my favorite sportsperson. As I write the blog, I realize that 14th of June happens to be Steffi Graf's birthday. My best wishes to Steffi. Forehand im starksten, forehand strongest.